Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you, from God the Father, and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter 211 all the stanzas. O God, most holy are thy ways, and who like thee deserves my praise? Thou only doest wondrous things. The whole wide world thy glory sings. Thy outstretched arm thy people saved, though sore distressed and long enslaved. 211, 1, 2, and 3.
the portion of God's Word that we wish to read this afternoon. You can find recorded in the book of the prophet Isaiah and thereof the 9th chapter. Isaiah chapter 9, but first we will read the 12 articles of our undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Isaiah chapter 9. Nevertheless, the dimness shall not be such as was in her vexation, when at the first he lightly afflicted the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterward it more grievously afflict her by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, in Galilee of the nations. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. Thou hast multiplied the nations, and not increased the joy. They joy before thee according to the joy in harvest, and as men rejoice. Thou hast multiplied the nation and hast not increased the joy. They joy before thee according to the joy in harvest, and as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For thou hast broken the yoke of his burden, and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. For every battle of the warrior is with confused noise, and garments rolled in blood. But this shall be with burning and fuel of fire. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end, upon the throne of David, and upon his kingdom, to order it, and to establish it with judgment and with justice, from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. The Lord sent a word into Jacob, and it had lightened upon Israel. And all the people shall know, even Ephraim and the inhabitants of Samaria, that say in the pride and stoutness of heart, the bricks are fallen down, but we will build with hewn stones. The sycamores are cut down, but we will change them into cedars. Therefore the Lord shall set up The adversaries arisen against him and join his enemies together, the Syrians before and the Philistines behind, and they shall devour Israel with open mouth. For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. For the people turned not unto him that smited them, neither do they seek the Lord of hosts. Therefore the Lord will cut off from Israel head and tail, branch and rush in one day. The ancient and the honorable, he is the head, and the prophet that teacheth lies, he is the tail. For the leaders of this people cause them to err, and they that are led of them are destroyed. Therefore the Lord shall have no joy in their young men, neither shall have mercy on their fatherless and widows. For every one is an hypocrite and an evildoer, and every mouth speaketh folly. For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. For wickedness burneth as the fire, it shall devour the briars and thorns, and shall kindle in the thickets of the forest, and they shall mount up like the lightning up of smoke. Through the wrath of the Lord of hosts is the land darkened, and the people shall be the fuel of the fire. No man shall spare his brother, and he shall snatch on the right hand and be hungry, and he shall eat on the left hand, and they shall not be satisfied. They shall eat every man the flesh of his own arm, Manasseh Ephraim, and Ephraim Manasseh, and they together shall be against Judah. For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still.
We hope to remember in prayer Jared Vinney, the son of Theo and Ollie Vinney, who did not return home last night and cannot be located. Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. Almighty, all-knowing, God of the heavens and of the earth, we have just read it out of thy holy word that the government that shall be upon thy shoulders, of the increase of that government, there shall be no end. O Lord, we beseech thee for this young man, that thou may remember him, and that thou may look upon him, or that thou may bring him back again. For we can do nothing and but run away from thee. But thou art that great shepherd who knows how to go after those who have wandered away. Thou knowest where that he is. O Lord, wilt thou remember, and wilt thou show him, wilt thou lead him, and wilt thou remember these parents, and that thou may give them in their heart to lay this before thee. For thou knowest and art over everything. And when it is from their side that they have to experience such a helplessness, oh, that they may be given an eye to look upon thee in such circumstances, and that thou may and thyself bring it to a good end? Wilt thou keep from the heart and what lives within the heart? Remember all our young people. And wilt thou teach them the law of kindness? As thou sayest, be kind one to another, and that thou may instruct us all in the seriousness of our life. We go each one to our long home. We do not know the way, for this one it will be one way. For this one, it will be another way. But thou, we travel unto thee, our Maker, our Creator. O Lord, bind it upon our hearts, the seriousness of our life, as we are traveling to a great and to a never-ending eternity. Be with all those that mourn. Remember and give that only comfort in life and in death. Take away also the carelessness that lives within the heart of each one of us as we go upon our journey to meet thee. Oh, that it may be bound upon us that we have a soul and that we travel to meet our judge. Oh, that we may be as him of whom thy servant has written, who did say, I cannot die, and I do not dare to appear before God. Wilt thou give a need in our hearts for him of whom we have read together? For unto us a child is born, for unto us a son is given. It was unto a people who walked in darkness, who walked in the shadow of death. And thou knowest the darkness and that great shadow that lies over our land. When men do rejoice in the midst of this world in a joy that will end in a terrible sorrow. But all then the darkness, when there is no message concerning that child that is born. Oh, the darkness in our land, when the prince of darkness, he does reign in our land, and he does keep the people in that shadow of death. But thou didst say, that unto such a people that light did shine, thou didst bring it unto the Gentiles. And we have, as a land and people, been a people to whom thy word did come, and that gospel did come, but we have turned away from it, and we have brought ourselves into that darkness again. Oh, that thou may have mercy upon us, as a land and as a people, and that thou wouldst turn us again to thy law and to thy testimony, that we may see our great need, that we may be brought in the way of true repentance, and that that light may shine once again in our land. Remember thy people, for thou knowest also the darkness, the shadow of death, in which that they do travel as it appeareth unto them. O Lord, that thou would give that light to shine, that thou would show something of thy friendly countenance, that thou wouldst reveal thyself unto those who cannot see the way and who are not able to die and appear before thee, and who do grieve over that old man who walketh after all this world. Oh, how is it possible that we can walk after that prince of darkness? For he is nothing but a liar from the beginning, and he is nothing but a great pest unto thy people. O Lord, wilt thou put away his devices, where he nippeth at the heels, but his head is bruised, and wilt thou show it unto thy church, and give them to experience something of that victory of thy only begotten Son, and wilt thou make them a new man. Oh, that thou would take away that desire after all the flesh, after all the world, after all sin, and give uprightness in the heart, and give truth within, and draw, and not only for the first time, but draw by renewal unto thyself. And because thou must not only be the first, but thou must also be the last, else it shall still go wrong. O Lord, remember then thy people, and wilt thou feed them with heavenly manna, and wilt thou rain it down from above, that it may that they may receive that bread with its sweet taste, and that they may drink of that rock that followeth them. Wilt thou so remember all the needs and the cares in our congregation, in our denomination, all that are needy of the body, of the mind, for those needs are more than we do know, but they are hidden in many places where the cry that comes up unto thee, O Lord, that thou may look upon them, and that thou may hear from heaven thy dwelling place, that thou may supply in the needs of all those that are handicapped, all those that suffer from addictions, all those whose minds are affected by that prince of darkness. O Lord, could it please thee to deliver? For thou art stronger than he. Wilt thou look on all those that suffer from serious diseases, all those that are weak and old, those that are lonely? Thou knowest all their places. Show thyself as a helper to those who are weak, as one who remembers, and who is a husband to the widows, and who is a father to the fatherless. Wilt thou remember us in this afternoon hour? Wilt thou help us? Give us a little strength that we may bring this little portion of thy word. Oh, that thou may fill us with a double portion of thy Holy Spirit, and that thou wouldst thyself give food from above, a multiplication of the loaves, and glorification of thy great and of thy worthy name. We ask it in the forgiveness of all our sin, for Jesus' sake. Amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter number 312 all the stanzas. I love the Lord, who heard my cry and granted my request. In him who hears and answers prayer, my trust through life shall rest. We announce, the Lord willing, there will be a male members meeting this Wednesday at 8 o'clock p.m. The consistory has set the following nominations for elder: Mr. John Moons, Mr. David Arnoldusen, for deacon, Mr. Brendan DeYoung, and Mr. Gerald Braun. Psalter 312, stanzas 1 through 6. beloved congregation, every time that a child is born among us, he receives a name. The purpose of that name is that we may be able to identify him. Therefore, boys and girls, every one of you receives a name which is different from everyone else's name, that you may know when you are called that it is you that is being called. We read in the Bible that the Lord, he gave Isaac a name. He said, even before that he was born, that his name shall be called Isaac. Why is that? That was not simply for purposes of identification, but Isaac was a name that had a meaning, that is laughter. Why? Because the Lord said that he would make Sarah to laugh. He would make Sarah to rejoice in all her sorrow. We read of the Lord Jesus also that they called his name Jesus, which was so named of the angel before that he was conceived in the womb. And so we read, he shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Thus, a great meaning to this name. But did this name ever have also for us a great meaning? That is not the only name that we read of the Son of God. No, there are many names that are given to him in the Word of God. Last week, then we heard of the first name that he was called among men, that is the seed of the woman. Thus, his incarnation that was revealed even from the beginning of the world. But there are also other names, and we have read several of those names by prophecy in the portion that was read to us. And one of them we wish to consider together in this afternoon. Out of Isaiah chapter 9, the 6th verse, only these words, and his name shall be called Wonderful. So far, the words of our text. The child called Wonderful. First, the meaning of this name. And second, the child called by this name. The child called Wonderful. First, the meaning of this name. And second, the child called by this name. And his name shall be called Wonderful. Wonderful, what is that? That is full of wonder. What does it mean to be full of something? Well, that means in the first place that there can be no more. And in the second place, if it is full already, children, that means there is not room for anything else. The portion that is given unto God's church, that is said in the Word of God to be a full portion. David, he says, this is all my desire, and this is all my salvation. Thus there can be no more, and there is room for nothing else. That was over against all vanity. Fullness is over against all emptiness. What does Solomon say? He says, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. But of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Apostle Paul writes that it pleased the Father that in Him should all fullness dwell. Thus, that is the experience of the church, that in Him does dwell all fullness. There can be no more, and there is room for nothing else. And His name shall be called Wonderful, full of wonder. Thus, what is wonder? Wonder is a feeling of our soul. Wonder is a feeling that arises in the soul at knowledge which is new. Something which we have never seen, never foreseen. Something which is new and which is, well, it is different. It is strange to us, so that we wonder at it. Wonder, that is a pleasant emotion. Wonder is something that arouses the curiosity of a person. When he is given to see and wonder and marvel at that new thing, and then his desires, they go after that knowledge. Something they cannot explain, at least at the moment. Maybe something and that is completely beyond their comprehension, and they wonder at it. It is a marvel. Teachers, they are very wise to use wonder, because wonder that is arousing the curiosity of their students, then they don't have to force them to learn, but then they may use that what the Lord has given in nature, that natural arousing of the curiosity, that it seeks that knowledge. The earth that is full of the wonders of the Lord. It is full of the wonders of creation. It is full of the wonders of the providence of God. Read Psalm 104. What a blessed instruction for our children. What blessed lessons, not only for them, but also for every one of us. But the earth that is also governed by natural laws, thus it is governed by the laws of creation, the laws of the universe, the laws of nature. And then we begin to learn those laws, right, young people, after some time. And you can marvel how that the planets, they are in their orbits. And then you learn in high school how that those laws of the universe are working. And what happens to that marveling? Well, when you gain the knowledge of all how that is working, well, then the feelings of that marveling, they are subsiding. Then the wonder of it that is being taken away. Because wonder that has to do with knowledge of something that is new, that is unforeseen. And yet there is sufficient in this world that a man may marvel his whole life, because there is sufficient that is to be learned, which is new to a man, that he may enter more and more into the knowledge of the God of creation and of providence, in order that he may wonder if he were to live 100 years, then he may still wonder at that creation each and every day. How will that be in heaven? Joshua, he said at one time to the children of Israel, he said that the Lord, he is going to do for you tomorrow a great wonder. And he did. What was that wonder? Well, that ark that went before them into the river Jordan, and the river stopped. The river stopped. Children. The children of Israel, they had to go through that river. They had to come to the land of Canaan. How could they get through that river? Well, the Lord, he did for them in that day, in that hour of necessity, a great wonder. And they may marvel at it. It was something new. It was something strange that did not normally happen in this world. The Lord, he will do that wonder for every one of his true church. And when they are to pass through that last Jordan, and he will bring them, despite all their fears, into finally that land of Canaan, then they are going to find that the Lord, he will stop that river of Jordan, that he may bring them over into that heavenly Canaan. And the wonders to which that people will be exposed, they will not cease. No, they are going only to increase. What did Moses say? He said that that land unto which you are going, that is not as the land of Egypt from which you have come. He said, that was a land where thou sowest thy seed and thou waterest it with thy foot as a garden of herbs. But the land unto which thou goest, that is a land of hills and of valleys. It is a land that drinketh the rain from the heavens. The eye of the Lord, it is upon it all of the time. Thus, it was a new thing. It was to them a strange thing. It was to them a great wonder that they may experience in that land of Canaan. And when that church of God is going to enter into that heavenly Canaan, of which the earthly was only a small type, then they will enter into a place where the wonders of the Lord, they will expand before their eyes, because that is a place of infinity. Thus, the wonders, that church will not have to cease wondering to all eternity. However, the wonders of that church, they will not be in the first place wonders of the creation of the Lord, of the providence of the Lord, but they will be in the first place wonders of the redemption of the Lord. That is now what our text is speaking about, because we read of this child. We read, for unto you a child is born, unto you a son is given. And this child that will be for the salvation of that church, his very name is to be called Wonderful. His very name, that is to be called Full of Wonder. Thus, it is a it is a child who will be wondered at, not only in the time, but also forever and forever. We want to consider that in our second thought. There are so many wonders concerning this child that really we are not able to enter into them. So many of them are revealed in the Word of God. And though they are revealed, so many of them we are still so ignorant of. Why? That is our own fault. Because there are so many books, and today there is so much information that can be found also in an electronic way, that the wonders that are written in that book concerning this child are not read about anymore. Because our Bibles, young people, they are laid to the side. And all the information of the world is that which our heart is seeking after. But the information in this world is not able to show to us the wonders that are found in Him whose name shall be called Wonderful. We have heard of that child our whole life long. We have heard of his names. We have heard of his states, of his natures, of his offices, of his benefits. But now we have a question. Did his name ever in your life, did his name ever, one time in your whole life, become wonderful? Is it really not amazing that we can sit unmoved under the preaching of this name? Of whom the Lord Himself says that His name shall be called Wonderful, and that we have never seen in our whole life any wonder in the name of this child. Why is that? It is because in our hearts there is no place for this child. This wonderment of which this name is speaking, that is a wonderment of spiritual life. It is a wonderment that is arising out of spiritual knowledge. But the Bible says, the dead know not anything. And thus the dead, they also feel not anything. Thus, if we have never wondered, if we have never marveled at the name of the Mediator, we know nothing of Him. We know nothing of Him as we need to know Him. But if we have once, one time in our life, wondered at the name of this child, then that child is known unto us. This name, he shall be, and his name shall be called Wonderful, that is proof of something. because there are persons, they say we have the revelation of the Bible. It is the revelation of the Word of God. And that revelation is sufficient. We don't need any more. Is that right, young people? In a sense, it is right, isn't it? The entire Word of God is revealed. There is no more of that Word that needs to be revealed unto men in this world. And yet, just that bare Word has not given you yet to wonder at that child. And thus, it is proof that we need to be given another knowledge. We need to be given another revelation. Something needs to be shown unto us in a personal way in order that our soul may wonder. And so the Lord, He is making it different in the life of His people. Because He is causing that this child shall be wondered at. That is the most pleasant of all feelings that a person can have in this world. Thus the Lord, He is causing a person to see something new. He sees something that he has never seen before. Even though he has heard that name all his life, over and over and over again. But the Lord gives him to hear that name in a new way. The Lord, He is giving a new knowledge of that child. A knowledge by which He will call him wonderful. And His name shall be called wonderful. He not only is wonderful, but He will be experienced as wonderful in the heart of His people. Thus, He will give His people that they will marvel at Him in amazement as something that is so strange, something that they have not foreseen, different than anything that they had seen or known in their life. What did Luther say? He said, "Doctrine is heaven." How is that possible? Do you say the same? Doctrine is heaven? Young people, do you say the same? Doctrine? Say, that is difficult. I have to learn my catechism questions. I learn them as quickly as I can. Then I go to the things that I am interested in. Doctrine is heaven. Do you want to go to heaven? How is it possible that we can have so little interest in something that God's servant calls heaven? And you say it must be something that I do not see. Must be a knowledge that is hidden from me. There must be something in that doctrine that I do not know. When the Lord is revealing that child to His people, then they will tell you, "I have heard of Him my whole life, but in that moment, it was just as if I had never heard of Him before." It is just like the shepherds. What do we read? The shepherds, they spoke, and all they that heard them wondered. They wondered at the things that were told them by the shepherds. Thus the Lord, he must make that message concerning that child, he must make it new. If it will be wondered at, he must make it new, because that is the very definition of what it means to wonder. Thus we must ask, did the Lord ever make the name of the child? He has many names, many names. Did the Lord ever make one of those names of that child new? So how does the Lord do that? How does the Lord make it new? We have heard of death how many times in this past week? It is all around us. But if now in this week you would go to the doctor and the doctor would say, I'm sorry, man, woman, boy, girl, there is nothing I can do for you anymore. When the doctor would say to you, you have to die. Well, then, that message, that becomes new. Then you will say, I heard about death my whole life long. But this is the first time that I really heard it. Thus the Lord, he makes that message new. The Lord, he makes that message to be personal. And his name shall be called Wonderful. And his name shall be a wonder unto that people. In their affliction, in their need, in their misery, in their wretchedness. And what is it? What is it about this child that will make that people to wonder? The Lord is free, and the Lord reveals that one thing unto one, he reveals unto another something else. And yet, in the end, in its essence, it is the grace. It is the grace that is to be received through that child that makes that people to call his name Wonderful. Grace. That is to them something new. That is to them a strange thing. When the Lord is revealing something of this child, that God should forgive my sin freely, without any merit of mine, that is the strange thing to that people. They had never reckoned on this. It is different from all their former thoughts concerning the justice of God, concerning the greatness of their own debt, concerning their inability to pay. A new thing. A strange message. Different. When the Lord, he says, my thoughts, they are not your thoughts. Neither are my ways your ways, saith the Lord. My ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. The mercy of the Lord, the grace of the Lord, through that child. New thing. Strange to their ears. A marvel. A wonder. That God should no longer be angry. That is new. That is strange. When all their soul that has lain under their guilt, under the righteousness of the judgments of the Lord, and now to see in the revelation of that child the friendly countenance of the Lord, then they cannot fathom it. Oh, what do you think that child becomes to that people when they may see in him the smallest part of the grace of God? Oh, then that child, then his name, he is called by that people. Wonderful. Wonderful. The bride, she says, I held him. I would not let him go. Oh, then they want to embrace him. Would that not be a people that now desire him more than all the gold, more than all the silver that can be found in this world? When they may wonder at him, oh, do we know the smallest moment of such a wondering that arouses the love, the desire to know more of him? Let us sing 111, 1, 2, and 3. I waited for the Lord Most High, and he inclined to hear my cry. He took me from destruction's pit and from the miry clay. Upon a rock he set my feet and steadfast made my way. 1, 2, and 3 of 111.
Thank you.
and his name shall be called Wonderful. There is so much about this child to wonder at, but there is no wondering unless the Lord, he reveals him to our soul. And if we are privileged by that Spirit of the Lord to enter a little bit into one of those mysteries, then it is so natural, even as the things in the time, that our soul is seeking to enter further into those mysteries, that it is desiring that the Lord would show it more of that knowledge, and that it would increase the joy about that wondering, because there is nothing about that child that is not full of wonder, if only our eyes may be given to be opened in order to see it. Did you ever marvel? Did you ever wonder at his divinity? That the Father, he has said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Did you ever wonder at it? That he is the only begotten of the Father? Did you ever wonder at his majesty? Did you ever wonder at his power? Even in all your helplessness, in all of your misery, you know, when he cast out devils, then we read in the Bible that the people, they were amazed, that they marveled. It was a new thing. It was a strange thing. They had never seen something like this before. And now when he is revealed to his church, and they may experience one moment of his power, the power over sin, the power over that prince of darkness, the power over all of the world in the heart, then there is a people, they wonder at it. David, he says, "My sin is covered." How that can be all gone in one moment, then they may feel that power of that blood, that power of that Son of God to take away all guilt, to take away all pollution, to reconcile their soul with God in one moment that is shown unto that people. Never have they experienced anything like this in their whole life, though they have heard of it with their ears so, so many times. But when they may see him in his victory over sin, over death, over hell, and then in a personal way, oh, then they may rejoice, then they may marvel, and then his name that is called so wonderful by them. Did you ever marvel at his incarnation? Not only that he is a son of his Father, but that he has also humbled himself, that he may receive a mother in this world. Did you ever wonder at it? Indeed, it is a wonder, is it not? Who can understand it? The incarnation, God and man in one person, Emmanuel, God with us, that is a wonder, that is a marvel. We cannot explain it, we cannot enter into it, but what does the Bible say? The Bible says his name that shall be called Wonderful. Thus, was he ever called Wonderful by you? Because that he has taken upon himself your own nature. The children of Israel stood at Sinai. Then they begged Moses that he would be a mediator. Why? Because of their fear, because of the trembling of the earth, because of the fire, because of the wrath, because of the felt anger of the Lord. Speak thou to us as a man, and we will hear. But let not the Lord speak unto us, lest we die. Did you ever wonder at it? As a new, as a strange thing, that God, He has sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law. Did you ever wonder at it? Did you ever marvel at it? Did it ever become a wonder to you that we have not an high priest that cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, and yet without sin? Was that ever a relief to your soul, striving that you may approach unto God, but seeing nothing but a flaming sword, seeing nothing but justice, seeing nothing but righteousness, not able to approach unto Him? Oh, did you ever marvel at the incarnation, at the blessed humanity of that Son of God? Did you ever marvel at His sufferings? Did you ever wonder at the price that He has paid upon that cross? Did the Lord ever give you to see this with an eye of faith? Did you ever wonder at His offices? Did you ever wonder, as the people wondered, we read, at His prophetic office? And He began to speak unto the people, and He spoke unto them as no man. It was something new. It was something strange to them. They had never heard it like this before. It is not as the chief priest. It is not as the scribes. No, it was unto them. And they marveled. Did you ever marvel at His word? At His prophetic office? At His ability to instruct such an ignorant fool as you are? Did you ever marvel at His priesthood? Did you ever marvel at His kingship? You say, Lord, I cannot lead myself. Always wandering away. Always going in the wrong way. Oh, did you ever marvel that the government was upon the shoulders of this child? Was He ever called by you wonderful? And His name shall be called wonderful. And that shall not cease to be called wonderful, because that church, they will never cease to marvel at His name. You say, well, when that knowledge is not new anymore, well, then they will cease to marvel at it. That is true. That is true. Because that is the definition, you say, of wonderment. So, people of the Lord, do you cease to marvel? Do you cease to marvel? Tell the truth how it is. How is it? You say that marveling, that doesn't cease. That marveling, that increases. How? Because the Lord, He says to me, turn thee yet again, and I will show thee more abominations. And then I despair again, because I never knew just how great my sins and miseries are. And then I begin to despair once more. How is it ever possible for such a one as I am? And then the Lord brings you into His house. Then the Lord gives you a little light in the darkness, in His word, into that child, into His faithfulness, into the one-sided work of the salvation of the Lord. And then you wonder. And then you marvel. You say, "Oh Lord, is it really so? Is it really so? For such a one as the chiefest of the sinners, oh, that church, they will not cease. There is sufficient for them to dig into, for the Lord to say, 'Dig deeper, son of man.' There is a depth there of wretchedness, and there is a height there of goodness and faithfulness to marvel at to all eternity, and his name that shall be called Wonderful." All the wandering of that church that is on the earth only by beginning. It begins here. It begins here. We do not begin to call his name Wonderful in heaven. No. No. If we have never called his name in our heart, Wonderful, here on this earth, then we should not expect that we shall dwell with him to call him Wonderful to all eternity. But when once, oh, that our heart has truly called his name Wonderful, then there is no going back. There is no go. All you say, since then, well, what did Peter do? He cursed and he swore, "I do not know the man." And yet, oh, the Lord, he came back. Peter could not go back. But the Lord, he came back to Peter. And Peter had all the more reason to call his name Wonderful. And so that people, it is only a beginning. It is only a beginning. What does Paul say? He says, "Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the knowledge and wisdom of God. How unsearchable are his judgments. And his ways, they are past finding out." Oh, it will be new to that people. It will be new to them over and over again, because that is a depth congregation that has no bottom. No bottom. And here, that is a people, they are only being given a foretaste. A foretaste of heaven. Remember, boys and girls, what Luther said, doctrine is heaven. And he experienced what it was to wonder at the doctrine of the Lord. And then he experienced a little bit of heaven already here upon the earth. And what does Christ say? He says, "Father, I will that they which thou hast given me, that they be with me where I am." And therefore, the Lord, he gives that people to taste of it. To taste of it. Why? Oh, that he may draw their hearts. That he may draw their hearts away. Away from this world. Unto him, he says, where I am. That there, forever and forever, that people, they may call his name Wonderful. Oh, shall we also do so to all eternity? Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, wilt thou make thy name to be wondered at by young and old? We can give ourselves no feeling when we are dead, and we cannot revive it when we live. Oh, it all comes from thee, but it is thy holy word, it is thy promise, that his name that shall be called Wonderful, O Lord, therefore, we may bring that word. Therefore, we are still alive. Therefore, this world still stands. And because there are still yet those who must learn to call that name wonderful, O that thou may give, that they may also be found among us, and that thou wouldst draw our hearts unto him who is so beloved by thee, and that he may be beloved also by us and by our children, and that we may be given also to say with thy bride that he is white and ruddy, he is the chiefest among 10,000, yea, altogether lovely, but also that my beloved is mine, and that I am his. Wilt thou bring us safely to our places this night? Wilt thou give us a little meditation in this evening hour? Do supply for all our needs. We lay before thee once more that young man. O Lord, thou knowest where he is. O, look thou him up, as thou alone art able to do, for there is no hiding place in this whole world. Lord, remember also the parents. Keep us all in thy care and in thy keeping. Forgive all our many sins. Be with us when we hope to meet together in this week as male members. O, that thou may give office bearers in the midst of thy church. Give us a meeting that is in thy favor and in peace and in unity, and that thou thyself may dwell among us as a people, and that thou may bless all the labors of our hands in the midst of this world, but also within thy church. We ask it in the forgiveness of our sins, for Jesus' sake. Amen. 429 stanzas 1 and 3. With all my heart will I record thy praise, O Lord, and exaltation. Before the gods with joyful song will I prolong my adoration. 1 and 3 of Psalter 429, and the last collection today is for the Fort McLeod Building Fund. receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.